from inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Businesswoman Karen Bodoni will announce on Saturday that she will be running in the Republican primary for governor in 2022.
I said I would never run in a race where I felt that I could be inspired. If there was someone else that could lead me, speak for me, and make me feel inspired and comfort me, then I wouldn't ever enter a race.
She adds that
I have picked apart politics up and down of New Mexico the past 2 years, and no one is resonating with me as a woman, a conservative, a mother, a homeschooler, a business owner. You know, I'm so worried about the state that when I listen to all these other people talking about politics, they're missing pieces.
Bodoni will make her announcement in Grady, New Mexico, a community in Curry County.
Grady is the place that I got my first contribution when I first came out of the gate in the political arena. They were the first ones to hear me.
Eddy County fully expects to return to the turquoise level after not meeting one of the two Department of Health's grading criteria on Wednesday. City of Carlsbad spokesperson Kyle Marksteiner explains that
because you don't meet one of the two, you go straight from turquoise to yellow the way they had it set up. And, you know, confusing. You know, our numbers yesterday were good, so we're moving towards the system, you know, where we would be green again in a couple weeks.
32-year-old Miguel Angel Rodriguez of Hobbs was arrested and charged on Thursday on allegations that he forced a young girl to smoke ice and then was sexually assaulted. According to Hobbs police, officers were called to the case in January after the victim told her family she allegedly had been assaulted 7 times. Police reports indicates that the victim was allegedly assaulted for the first time when she was babysitting her neighbor's children. The victim is now 12 years old. The assassination in the Basin Street Outlaw Racing is at the Hobbs Airfield Speedway today and Saturday. The legendary Mike Murillo says outlaws like
James Finney Birdman, season one NPK champion, and we were season two. He'll be here.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's going to be several classes, and that'll be a great show.
And why Hobbs, a nonprofit organization, will be collecting boxes of unopened Pop-Tarts at the main gate today and Saturday to help curb hunger for children in Lee County. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.